The Harvest of the Cross, April 6. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. In this age we can see the necessity of drawing men to Christ. This draws them to one another in that confidence, that love, that unity, for which Christ prayed in his last prayer with and for his disciples. This unity was essential for their spiritual growth. This world is a battlefield, upon which the powers of good and evil are in ceaseless warfare. At the time when Christ's work bore only the appearance of cruel defeat, when to the disciples the case seemed hopeless, certain Greeks came to the disciples, saying, "We would see Jesus." This inquiry showed Christ, who was then standing in the shadow of the cross, that the sacrificial offering of himself would bring all who believe into perfect harmony with God. By making this propitiation of man's sins, Christ's kingdom would be perfected and extended throughout the world. He would work as the restorer. His spirit would prevail everywhere. None of the people, not even the disciples, understood the nature of Christ's kingdom. They seemed to be unable to believe that Jesus would not sit on David's throne, that he would not take the scepter, and reign as a temporal prince in Jerusalem, before his ancients gloriously. Christ heard the eager, hungering cry, "We would see Jesus." These Greeks represented the nations and tribes and peoples who would awake to their great need of a power out of and above finite power. For a moment Christ looked into futurity, and heard voices proclaiming in all places of the earth, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." This anticipation, the consummation of his hopes, is expressed in his words, "The hour is come, that the Son of Man should be glorified." But the way and manner that his glorifying was to take place was never absent from Christ's mind. Only by his death could the world be saved. As the grain of wheat, the Son of Man must be cast into the earth, and die, and be buried out of sight, but he was to live again. In every harvest this lesson of the grain of wheat is repeated. Those who till the soil have the illustration of Christ's words ever before them. The seed buried in the ground produces much fruit, and in their turn the seeds of this fruit are planted. Thus the harvest is multiplied. The harvest of the cross of Calvary will bear fruit unto eternal life. And the contemplation of this will be the glory of those who will live through eternal ages. With this lesson Christ connects the self-sacrifice we must practice. We would see Jesus.